This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Froth on Joy with SJ, and I've got the fabulous Harry from Casey and the Sunshine Band on the line. Hey, Harry, how are you going?
I'm doing great.
You must be super, super excited. You're on your way to Australia soon.
I will be there in April, yes.
Now, you start off in Sydney, you go through to Melbourne and Brisbane, and I've just been looking at the lineup for the Blues Fest in Byron Bay. Have you ever been to Byron Bay before?
I don't know. I mean, I've been to a lot of places in that country. I'm not sure if I've ever been to Byron Bay.
It's going to be an incredible lineup. You've got people like the John Butler Trio, John Mayer, right. Erykah Badu, India Ari. Who are you most excited to be performing alongside?
Well, I think we're on the show with Dave Matthews Band, so that's going to be pretty exciting.
Oh, amazing. I'm just looking at all your lineups. So you guys have been going for, since 1973.
Correct. 40 years. Going on 41.
How do you keep it fresh?
I don't know. You know, we're constantly changing and adding stuff into the show and moving things around. The audience keeps it fresh. You know, the songs, I try to keep them as... You know, I try to keep them as close to the original as possible, because I want to think that people want to hear this song the way they remember them, not all bastardized. So I try to keep, you know, the original integrity of the song together, and then we change the intros or middle parts of it or the endings or something. But I try to keep the original, ingredients in the songs.
You must have had some incredible experiences from obviously traveling around the world since the 1970s. What is, if you could think about one of the concerts that you came off stage and you went, yep, that is what it's all about, what would that be?
That doesn't happen. You know, every show's a peak. And just when you think you've done the best show, you do it the next night and you think that show was the best, you know? You know, sometimes you come off and you feel like you haven't done a great job or it was a difficult night because, you know, either my vocal wasn't on par or the band was making mistakes or we all were making mistakes or it's for some reason it just didn't connect the way you felt it should connect. Everybody was tired or cold or hot or whatever is going on. So, you know, there's so many different variables that go into each show and each performance, and it's hard to, like, analyze each one and say, you know, I mean, again, like, you can say, you know, like, this weekend, we said, man, we killed it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the most thing we think is we killed it that night. I don't know if we think that's the best show we've ever done, because I don't know whenever you get to that point. When do you know you're at that point? When everything goes smooth, everybody's locked in together, you know, the audience, everything just locked in. The audience, the performers, everything, just we all locked in and became one that evening. That's when you know, you've done it.
And that's what your music's all about, pretty much. I mean, you look at just the plethora of hits that you guys have had. That's the way I like
right.
it. Shake, shake, shake your body. I'm your boogeyman. Keep it coming, love.
Right.
Get down tonight. Give it up. Please don't go. It's all about the bond between you and the audience and just everyone
exactly.
having a good time. So you're pretty much partying all the time.
I remember one incident that I'd always looked forward to going to Australia, and I got down there, and my PR person took me out to an Indian restaurant, and I never had really eaten Indian food, and I had some very spicy curry or something, and I totally got laryngitis and couldn't talk. I had to still do these shows, and they had me doing all kinds of treatments by putting the hot water in the sink and dropping these drops in it and putting a towel over my head. But it was the most worst experience for me, and I was so upset about it because I looked so forward to coming to Australia, and it was just, I had to deal with just the worst conditions ever to do those performances.
I'm pretty sure you've probably been through Byron Bay on your travels through Australia before. It's a very, very hippie, very chilled out little town, and the Blues Fest
right.
there is such an incredible thing. I was just thinking, though, like, the lineup so far, you are definitely the most disco out of all of the acts, and it's a Blues Fest, so
exactly.
I reckon you're gonna get the party started. Everyone's going to have been chilled out before you get on stage, and you're just going to rock that place.
I hope so. I hope we fit in with what's going on. You know, I mean, you know, the music, although we're, like, you know, known to be a disco or whatever, our music was really R&B and pop. So, you know, there's some funky R&B stuff going on in there. It's not all so much disco-y.
So you guys are coming to Australia. You've sold 100 million records, and you're performing, right. You're pretty much all over the place. You're at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney on the 17th of April, Hamer Hall in Melbourne on the 18th. That's quite a quick turnover. And then Brisbane on the 19th. And then just before that, you've got the Blues Fest as well. So you're performing every single day and traveling to a new place. How do you keep your stamina?
That's easy. I mean, that's what I do. That's what we do.
Casey, thank you so much for talking to us.
Well,
we really
thank you very much, and I look forward to coming and performing in one of my favorite places in the world.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.